Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to the Healing Hour. I'm your host, Minister Arthur Burgess III, and we are live at the 9 p.m. hour, and I have a special show for you this evening. And I'm just excited to be with you guys. I'm just feeling just happy and excited to just share what we have today. We have a very special topic, and it is called The Plot. And before we get into that topic, I just want to encourage somebody because, you know, we are stepping into a time when things are really getting hard. And at this time, it's so easy to fall into despair, to fall into depression, to fall into anxiety. But the Bible says, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. I prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Let me tell you something, y'all. We are in a place where we have to celebrate the triumph. And I know it sounds crazy because everybody celebrates the victory. Everybody celebrates winning the battle. But we have to celebrate going in. And if we start with the celebration, then we'll end with the celebration. So we have to say yay to the valley of the shadow of death. And if you're willing to say yay in the darkest moment, that attitude, that mentality will change based on the experience going in. And it will determine your outcome going in. So let's get excited. I know that it's hard to do with a lot of things going on. In Philadelphia, there was a mass shooting. Police officers were shot. 6 to 9 police officers were shot. But thank God, no one was killed. The individual who was shooting was taken into custody. He was not killed. And everybody left with their lives. And we are able to take this conversation to the next level and really focus on what God has for us. So, with that being said, I have a special guest, and my special guest is none other than Minister Linda Spool. Linda, how are you?
I'm good. How's everybody doing?
All right, so the last time we were at the show, or we did the show together, you were a minister in training, and you weren't yet a full licensed and ordained minister. And you was telling everybody on the air that I was hazing you, which was completely not true.
Yeah, right.
It was, you were going through a lot, and you were going through a very huge transition. And we're going to talk about those transitions, and we're going to talk about how, you know, what the devil makes for evil, God makes for good. And as always, before we start the show, we have our opening scripture. And that scripture is Romans 8:18. And it says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. So that is our opening scripture as always. And I just want to let somebody know, whatever you're going through right now has no comparison to the glory that God has placed on the inside of you. So you are bigger than what's wrong. All right. So, Minister Linda, the last time you were on the show, you were in training as a minister, and you were also dealing with a certain circumstance. And what was that circumstance you were dealing with?
I had been diagnosed with breast cancer, and I was going through chemotherapy at the time.
All right, and what is the result now?
I am healed.
Wow. Wow. Praise God. Cancer-free, and how long has it been?
3 years. I will make 3 years in October.
Wow. Wow. 3 years, cancer-free. The word of God came to you that you were going to be dealing with a health issue. Cancer came, it left, it came back, and then it left again.
It only came one time.
It only came one time, and then it left.
It left, and then the Lord said it would never come back
again. Yeah, look at that. Look at
he
that.
He said, the enemy that you see before you today will see no more forever.
So we're celebrating cancer-free 3 years. Wow, that's amazing. I mean, look at God. Look what he's able to do. Despite, you know, all the different things you had to go through. Can we talk about the process? You know, let's talk about all the things that you did have to go through while going through chemo, going through all that. Like, what was it? How was it? Do you mind explaining it to us, please?
So I had 6 months of chemotherapy, 11 weeks of radiation, and 3 surgeries.
Wow.
So, with chemotherapy, I did lose all my hair. I was completely bald-headed. I did, as a result of chemotherapy, I did get neuropathy, which is a neurological disorder, which is pins and needles on my hands as well as my feet. And, you know, I had a lot of tiredness, aches and pains, you know, body pains. You know, it was just hard to get back and forth to places. It was hard to get motivation to, like, get up and, like, stay up and, like, do things. But I did have, like, a really good support system of people around me who would, like, keep me active, you know, keep me going because, you know, the doctors were worried about me getting depressed and worried about me getting sad and things. And so, you know, my brothers would do things. They would play games with me. They would take me to basketball games. They would take me to football games. And people would come around, you know, help me look at wigs and, you know, different things like that. So, like, the process was a lot better because I had so many people that was willing to step in and encourage me and was willing to, you know, be there to help me go through what I was going through. And so that was a big help. With the chemo, you know, like I said, you go in there, you take that chemo, it kind of like you're dragging afterward because, like, you know, it just takes a lot out of you and different things like that. And, you know, the doctors, they didn't want me sleeping afterward because they were like, if you go to sleep after chemo, even though you're tired, like, you'll really be, you know, dragged out. So my brothers would take me out and play games with me and do different things with me so that that wouldn't happen. And they were really good about, you know, being there for me and being supportive. And like I said, my church family was, like, always praying for me. And even times when, you know, I was really dragging real bad, they would pray for me over at the church and different things like that. And so, you know, I was just, you know, holding on. But, you know, I was just fortunate enough to have so many people around that cared, you know, cared enough to support me and to be there for me and to help me go through that transition. So,
I know that you said a lot of people were there for you and you had a great support system. And, you know, it's not often, you know, sometimes, you know, there are people who don't have that support experience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's really a blessing. A lot of things happened to you, you know, in that process where God was keeping you during that process. There were a lot of companies and and a lot of nonprofits that helped you through that process. What were some of those companies and nonprofits that helped you out while you were there?
So I received compensation from an organization called Unite for Her. So what they do is they offer services to you free of charge, and you get 12 services, but you get to choose between a variety. So they give you what is called a passport, and you can pick between acupuncture, massage therapist. You get a free 6 months to the gym. You can get a trainer. You can get the yoga person to come to your house and have them, you know, do like that type of stuff with you if you're into that. You could have the person who, she's a chef. She's an organic chef, and she'll go to the market with you. She'll go shopping, fill up your refrigerator with food, and then she'll cook it, and she'll show you how to do it. And she comes over your house, and it's free of charge. And that was from Unite for Her. Then in addition to that, they have like an organic farm that grows vegetables and things. And they would also provide you with food every week as well. I did also receive compensation from Bringing Hope Home. I actually love the services from Unite for Her. I took advantage of the massages and the acupuncture. And the massages helped me a great deal because if you know anybody that's ever been through this process, your breaths change, and they're never the same again. They get tight. They get hard from being burned from radiation, a lot of fluid in them, a lot of swelling. So those massages really help you comfort-wise.
How come you never date, had me come over so I could get one of the massages by one of the people there?
Because there's nothing wrong with your breath.
Oh, my God. All right.
She won't have no work to do. Ain't nothing wrong with your breath.
That was not, I did not intend. All right. So
she massaging breasts.
Oh,
looks like okay. They're okay.
I thought it was a back massage.
No, she massaged my breast. She massaged
okay.
The fluid all out.
Because right.
The tissue got hard because
right.
Radiation
right.
Like
that's,
a baby.
That's very important.
So the tissue in there, it gets hard. So what
wow.
She's doing
okay.
Is massaging out the fluid and softening up the tissue so
oh.
I don't have so much pain up there.
Talking about a back. Okay.
No, she's
oh, okay.
This is a medical masseuse.
Okay.
You go in, you fill in paperwork, and you write down what all the issues are, and she gives you massages.
In those special areas.
Yeah, yeah. So
right.
At that time, I was also dealing with intracranial hypertension, which is where I had all the fluid in my face.
Okay.
So she would massage my scalp and get the fluid out.
All right. So intracranial means face massage.
Scout.
Okay, all right, okay, cool.
You hit.
Listen, remember, you can't have you looking bad in my show.
You misinterpreted
everything.
Yeah, the masseuse, he's a medical masseuse.
Okay, all right.
Helps
it,
you with that fluid trapped in certain areas and certain things don't feel right.
Okay, now, all right, so praise God. The massages were medical massages. Then they're also a company that helps you with what was it? Meals?
Yeah. So I also it was a company that they would deliver to me every Wednesday.
Okay.
So the food, all you had to do was put it in the oven for 3 minutes and it was done.
Oh.
So there was the food, like I said, everything was organic, everything was healthy, it was cooked by a chef. All you had to do was warm it up for 3 minutes.
Awesome. And there was another company that helped you with bras.
Yes. I used Ribbons with Hope and JN Intimate. So basically what happens is every year for the rest of my life, I get 6 bras for free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And explain how important that is. I mean, this this is a show that really has to get into, you know, we have to talk about these things. You know, we try to be lighthearted, but the reality is that for any woman, but a woman who is facing breast cancer, a bra is a very important thing, and it can be a very sensitive issue and an uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, explain how that process was, you know, even like, you know, fitting and all that. What was that like?
So basically, the insurance pays for the bras because now they're considered a medical garment. And so that's why you are provided with them every year. You're provided with the bras. Now, the bras are important because, like regular bras, they'll start hurting, like, because of the way that they're made.
Okay.
You know, they have seams in certain areas that press on, like, maybe your wounds from surgery or different nerves, because once they go in there and they give you that surgery, they've moved everything around.
Okay.
So everything's all out of place on the inside. So if you try to wear a regular bra, it kind of like hurts in certain spots and different things. So like these bras are made, number one, to take a prosthetic if you needed one. Because sometimes with the surgery, one breast may be smaller, one may be larger. They may not have the shape. They may have abnormal shape and different things like that. So sometimes women wear a prosthetic in the bra, so that when she's walking down the street, you can't tell, you know, and that her, you know, she looks level and everything to balance her out up top and different stuff. So it takes a prosthetic, and then number two, it's just more comfortable. You know, because of the way that it's made. And then, you know.
What's the name of the company again?
Ribbons with Hope.
Got it. All right. Definitely. Like I said, this is a very important topic. We're talking about breast cancer and just the awareness of it. Even when we think we know, because there's a lot of information out there, talking with someone who experienced it, who lived it, you learn more and more. You know, I know we're going to get into the importance of mammograms and, you know, importance of getting checked. And, you know, we definitely had to deal with that because you literally walked into the doctor. And how was that process when you found out? Like,
so what happened was I was sitting in the bathtub one morning and I was washing up underneath my arm. I was washing my underarm. And I thought there was some soap caught in, like, my underarm hair. So I'm sitting there scrubbing and scrubbing, and then I'm like, wait a minute, that don't feel right. So I went back, and I did it again, and I said, it don't feel right. And so I got my towel, and I went up to my dad, and I said, Dad, do you feel this right here? He said, no, I don't feel anything. And then I went back to my room, and I was like, something's not right. And I called the doctor.
Right.
And I said, I need a mammogram because I feel something and it don't feel right.
Right. And I just want to extract the importance of getting checked immediately if you feel something. I know a lot of times people be like, oh, it's nothing. You know, it's not a big deal. It'll pass. It's probably just, you know, a bump or something like that. But in any case, like, you know, just stress the importance of, like, getting checked as fast as you can.
Yeah.
You know, and let me tell you this. Women have a tendency to ignore medical issues more than men. There's a proven fact and a proven statistic that women, they worry about everything else and everyone else, that they will ignore their health issues before everyone else. I know that it's a saying that men don't like to go to the doctor, but even if we don't, women don't go to the doctor just for the sake of caring for everybody else and not necessarily caring for themselves. So if you feel anything at any given moment, get checked as soon as possible. All right, so we beat chemo.
Right.
We beat breast cancer.
Right.
And we're still left with the scarring and the emotional state, and we're left with the bits and pieces of trying to figure out who you were, who you are now and who you're going to be. That's a huge transition.
Right.
But how did you feel about yourself? You know, I know how you felt going through the process, but how did you feel about yourself after?
To be honest, I felt like damaged goods. As a woman, I felt defective and felt very less than because, to be honest, I used to be a woman with beautiful skin and beautiful breasts, and now one of them is burned and has cuts all over. And that didn't make me feel too good. You know, my scar from my port, I would take pictures and I would just cover it with my hand and I would act like I was posing. And a couple of my friends, they would get upset, like, you know, that's your battle scar. You should be proud because you won.
Right.
But, you know, deep down inside, it was just like, no, because my skin is cut up and, you know, that don't look nice. And, you know, I got this big scar here. So, like, that kind of stuff would bother me, you know. And it was just hard because it was just like, wow, like, you know. You know, look at yourself in a picture and you see if you have, like, a suit neck shirt on, you see, like, one side is darker than the other because it's burned, you know, and you don't get your pigment back. And, you know, you lose some of the feeling in it and, you know, different things like that. And so, you know, it just, you know, it just kind of, like, as a woman, you kind of, like, feel like you lost a little bit of your femininity, so to speak.
Wow. And I'm quite sure that, you know, being in chemo, you knew other women who had that same, you know, feeling. Did you ever talk to anybody who...
Yes. I actually am a part of a support group called Sister Will You Help Me? And so there were a lot of women there. There's a lot of survivors in that group. And they basically encouraged me. They encouraged me. They lift me up. They gave me their phone numbers. I would call them and talk to them. I still have relationships with them, you know, and we would share our stories. You know, we would share our stories. We would compare things. We would give each other tips on, you know, how to be well, how to stay well. You know, we would go to events together, you know, and it was very comforting to have that support from people who knew what it was like to go through what I went through.
Wow. So having these support groups, you know, there was another thing, another transition that you had to go through, and, you know, you went through, you know, getting, you know, trying to get the vision of who you wanted to be. I know that you were working out heavy, you were hitting the gym, and you were trying new things. And, you know, when did you tell yourself, you know what, I want to make sure that I kind of stay in the best shape possible. I want to look my best at all times. When did you make that decision in that transition?
Once I got, like, most of my energy back, because what happens is chemotherapy affects your muscle classes, so it takes, like, the energy out of it. What happened was after I was done the whole process, chemo, radiation, everything, the doctor wanted to send me back to work, but they had to send me through all these tests to see if I could work. So they sent me to a physical therapist. Physical therapist is testing me. He said, you can lift 25 pounds over your head and 35 pounds walking back and forth. He said, well, Linda, you're the worst one out of everything I got. Every person I got, you're the worst one. He said, I got little girls in here who can do better than you.
Wow.
And he said, what happens is chemotherapy affects your muscle classes and it takes all the strength out of it. And he said, well, do you want it back? I said, yeah. He said, well, you're going to have to work at it. It's going to take you some time, but it can be done. He said, if you want it, he said, you start off small. He said, go to the gym and just do 3 sets of 15 leg lifts. Whatever you can do it. Just try. And he said, like he said, it's going to take long, But he said, but if you really want this, you can do it. And that was the point where I was just like, yeah, like it felt like a challenge.
And being a sports person.
Yep. Yep.
And having about 1,000 brothers.
Yep.
He was up for the challenge.
I sure was. And I started off small. I would just do water aerobics in the beginning because that's all I could do. I would do water aerobics and, like, walk on the treadmill. That was it.
And now, you know, you're able to do a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
You're way more active.
Mm-hmm.
So after that transition, and you lost weight, how much did you lose?
Like 37 pounds.
Oh, look at you. I have 37 pounds.
Yeah.
So, you know, things start changing physically. You snap and back.
Yeah.
You know, everything is going on. And then you get hit with this brand new transition. Out of nowhere, first you started telling your story.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me, how did you get into telling your story about having cancer and beating cancer? You know, when did you start really sharing that with people?
Well, I really didn't until I start hitting the modeling thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, on a large scale, you know, I would testify at church and, you know, different things of that nature, and like my closest friends knew.
Okay.
But, you know, telling it on a large scale, that came after I started involving myself in plus size modeling.
All right. So, how do you go from cancer, beating cancer, going through chemo, all of that, really just dedicating yourself to, you know, transitioning and working on your body? And all of a sudden, you started modeling. Like where in the world did that come from?
Well, one day I was with my friend, and I was in the Ashley Stewart store. And we were in the store, and we were trying on clothes. We were having, like, a girl's day. Like, we wanted to go to the store and then go out to eat for dinner. So I went in the store. I was trying on clothes, and we were in the dressing room. And when I stepped out of the dressing room, this woman was walking by, and she stopped and she looked at me and she said, "Excuse me, Liz, you have a look." And I said, "Thank you." She said, "You look really nice in that outfit." And she said, "Well, let me tell you who I am and what I do." And she said, "I'm the CEO of a company called Loving My Curves, and I'm here in the store doing a casting call for Philadelphia Fashion Week. So if you don't mind, would you try out?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I'm here. I mean, I might as well." She said, "Well, we have a table right outside. Come by and see it." So, you know, got finished with our clothes, everything we were going to do. And I went over there. I filled out the paperwork, and there was a runway coach there. And she told me what to do. She said, "Where are you going to hand? You're going to walk this way and walk back." And I did it, and I made the show.
And then it just transitioned into, you know, just more opportunities, traveling. You were in Atlanta, you were
yes.
in New York,
Baltimore.
Baltimore. What other areas have you been?
Just Baltimore and Atlanta.
And then you did the one in New York, right?
I'm going to
New York. Oh, you're
going
to
New York.
And you're doing Fashion Week in New York, and you're going in Philadelphia. And tell people how you got me caught up in this. I mean, why don't you go ahead and just tell everybody how you got me caught up into all of this, and you sucked me in to your world of modeling, you know?
So, Arthur here is a runway coach and a stylist. So, I solicited Arthur's help.
All right, so let's just be clear. Let's start from the beginning. I retired as a runway coach and I was doing full-time ministry, and Linda made me help her. She's going to say something.
The Lord did it.
Now, stop saying it. Okay. You're going to say the Lord did it. I'm going to go with
He moved on your heart. I ain't feel it, but he did it, okay? And you started helping me.
Helping it, light thing.
So, started off helping me with my walk, doing different techniques. While I was doing print work, I've done print work for various people as well as shows. And then I decided to get on a plane and try out for Finding Anthony Stewart. And so I flew to Atlanta, and there was 131 girls there and they were trying out. Out of the 131 girls, they only picked three, and I was one of them.
Wow.
So, and Arthur picked out all the clothes that I wore for all the events. And so from there, I became a semifinalist in the Finding Anthony Stewart contest and I actually had to get votes.
Okay.
To be voted to the finals.
And we did all those parties.
So we did four voting parties.
That's
I went on the radio twice, and we did photo shoots.
And I guess the Lord moved on my heart to be all that work.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
So we had vendors sponsor us. We had DJs and, you know, people really supported me. It was really encouraging to see how many people really believed in me as a plus-size model and as a brand ambassador for Ashley Stewart. And so I went ahead, I did the contest, I promoted myself. Unfortunately, I didn't make it to the final.
Okay.
And that just happened a couple of days ago. But I was invited to be a contestant in the Miss Full Figure New Jersey competition. I was also asked to be a brand ambassador for Savvy Series 8, which is a sportswear brand. And I was also asked to walk in the John Jay Fashion Show, which will be happening September 14th.
All right. So we're still moving forward, and we're really working in fashion. But tell me about the opportunities in fashion where you were just given the chance to really tell people your story. Because, you know, we talk about this. And, you know, a lot of people think that ministry always comes with preaching. It always comes with being in church. And, you know, and the reality is that God called us to touch lives in every capacity, whether it's fashion, movies, whether it's radio. However he sees fit, even through vlogging. So, you know, God has been using you through fashion to tell your story and really not just talk about beating cancer, but you're actually on a platform talking about God, you know, being with you through the entire process.
Right.
And not holding no punches back. Like, you really, you are saying, Jesus did this, and God did this, and said it boldly. So,
So what happens is when I was trying to get those votes for Finding Anthony Stewart, you know, I decided to tell my story. I decided to tell people, hey, listen, you're not just voting for any old person. You know, you're voting for a person who is a breast cancer survivor, who works in their community. I run a coat drive every year at the church, and last year we closed 60 families in the North Philadelphia area.
Right.
Just from donations and from running around from house to house and just, you know, getting people to donate, getting people to drop off coats and promoting.
Right.
You know, we were able to give out coats and boots, and we even gave out clothes to children.
And baby food.
Yes.
And formula.
Yes. And, you know, all these things, giving out book bags with school supplies and, you know, I go in the prison 2 times a month, and I teach. And so I decided to tell people who I am, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm the breast cancer survivor that took all those, you know, misconceptions and, you know, all those setbacks and turned them into something positive by saying, you know what, just because this thing came in my life, it doesn't mean that I can't be beautiful. Just because I'm a plus-size woman, it doesn't mean I can't be beautiful. There is beauty. level for beauty, and that's just not true.
Wow.
And I want to break the mold and let people know that, you know, yeah, I'm modeling with a burnt breast. I'm actually walking down the runway, and you can tell, I mean, I don't know if they can tell, you can see it's burnt, you know, but I'm walking down the runway with confidence and not worried about what anyone's going to say, because at the end of the day, I'm just as eligible as anyone else to obtain beauty.
Wow.
And, you know, that's my mission. That's why I keep going. I get so many emails and text messages from women that saying, Linda, you know, when I see you out there, I get life, because you're out there, you're doing it. It makes me feel like, you know, I can do it too, and I can overcome my issues. You know, I've had the low self-esteem. I've had the low self-worth. I wouldn't look at myself in the mirror. You know, I couldn't say that I was beautiful, and I had to be delivered from all that. You know, God really helped me, but now I'm trying to be an example, empower women,
right.
You know, represent something and let them know that, listen, it's not the end. You are eligible for beauty. You can be, and, you know, we need to hear your story. You know, what you have to say is valuable. Your contribution to this earth is valuable. And so, yeah, when I started modeling, I started telling my story because I wanted to encourage women. I want to inspire them, and I want them to know, listen, we making it through.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it because, like I said, you know, I've dealt in fashion for over 17 years, and in those 17 years, you know, I've seen so many causes. I've seen, you know, the ordinary always constantly being done, and I was so tired of the same cycles and just, you know, without purpose, and to see, you know, vision and to see purpose and fashion, purpose and passion come together, you know, it's amazing. And you know, just like Linda said, you know, beauty doesn't limit you. You know, you're not limited, and you're beautiful not only to somebody, but you're beautiful to God.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely have to, you know, keep this platform going, because somebody needs to hear this. There's somebody going through chemo. There's somebody who beat chemo and is still afraid to look at themselves in the mirror. Still afraid to see what God sees. Still afraid to see what other people see. So this is so important. You know what? Real quick, I know there's a lot of people listening, and because you're listening to the show, we do not want to miss the opportunity to speak to you. If you have questions, concerns, if you have questions based off of either fashion, questions based off of breast cancer awareness, or you just want prayer. Maybe you're dealing with the illness yourself. You're dealing with a sickness yourself, and you want prayer over that thing. Please call in 319-527-6091. That's 319-527-6091. Press pound one. Press pound one. I'm going to say it again. Press pound one. And you will be let in, and we want to pray with you. We want to sincerely get your prayer requests, and we want to cover those requests because, you know, as much as we're talking and informing you, we want to make sure we don't just inform you, but we cover you with prayer in the name of Jesus. So, you know, call in. Once again, that number is 319-527-6091, and press pound one so we can pray with you, and we can let your request be known unto God. Listen, you said when two or three are gathered, guess what? There's more than two or three around. You know, so let's get together and let's pray for those things. And we just want to make sure that we consistently, the healing hour is about healing each other, and healing each other through our experiences, healing each other through our testimony. And you know, when you get a cut, on your arm, your body heals itself. It goes through a process of healing itself. And we being the body of Christ, we are called to heal each other. We're called to heal each other. So I hope that someone is being healed in some capacity through this testimony. Minister Linda, we also want to talk about, you know, now that you created this platform for yourself, you have a lot of followers, you're transitioning into starting your own foundation. How do you feel about that?
I feel great about it, actually. I feel good about any opportunity that I'm given to empower and inspire women. You know, there's a lot of women out here that are hurting in secret, and they're not telling, you know, what their issues are, or, you know, maybe they're afraid to talk about it. And, you know, that's the reason why, you know, part of the reason why I want to expose things. I want to put it on Front Street. You know, I want to break down these misconceptions. And, you know, I've been there, you know, and I felt like nobody understands. And I felt like that nobody gets me. And, you know, I just want women to be able to have their that place where, you know, they can come and, you know, be comfortable and, you know, really get fed spiritually and get sharpened by other sisters that care. And, you know, that's what I want, you know. I want to provide that for them. I want to tighten up, you know, some of these gaps. You know, I want to minister to some of these areas that the enemy constantly plays on. You know, a lot of times when I go to the prison or when I talk to women on the phone, I'll say, hey, y'all, what's a man's weakness? And everybody will shout out, women! And then you say, well, what's a woman's weakness? And the whole room gets quiet.
Mm.
It's her emotion.
Wow.
That's the door that the enemy will knock on every time. Because he knows if he can make us rise up in our emotions, he can make us do something we ain't got no business in.
Wow. Oh, wow. All right. That's a whole
other. It is. And see, that's my lane right there. That's my lane. That's why I do what I do.
And I'm glad. And see, maybe you can't say that. I'm going to be completely honest. The minute a man says, it's your emotion, we need to hide in the corner. Because, you know, then the emotions come out and then we're going to get attacked. So if a woman say that, it's a safe zone. So I'm glad you said that and not, you know, me. I'm never going to touch that area. I believe God has not graced you in that in that area.
It's real talk. It's real talk. It's real woman talk. And there's not enough people out here doing real women issues, our stuff, real talk for us that's going to help us elevate.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, we have got to get to the level where we become emotionally mature. We have to. And the way that we get there is we learn what our triggers are. Okay? So the next time the enemy knock on that door, he ain't going to get nothing because we ain't going to respond to it no more.
See?
You know what I'm saying? We don't respond to it the same way. We don't do the same thing you used to do when you used to knock on anxiety or when you used to knock on depression or when you used to knock on attitude. Some of us, he do that to us every day. He won't knock on the attitude. He want somebody to pluck your nerves. You know?
Come on. But
if we get to the point where he knocks on that door and don't nobody answer, then now what?
Yeah, see, that's not my ministry. Thank God. Thank God that somebody else was chosen for that ministry because I can't say that. Let's talk about the emotion. No, I know my lane. But I thank God that that's an area that you can really talk to women about and really express that, you know, and really focus on that. You know, there's a word for those, for everyone, and there's a ministry for everyone. And guess what? You know, I was just telling you, we were just talking about this earlier. I said, you know, there are a lot of doctors, and there's no such thing as a doctor that is able to operate and perform operations on every day. Now, so there's a heart doctor, there's a brain doctor, there's a foot doctor. And guess what? As ministers, we have to understand what God has called us to cover, and because we can't cover everything. So, thank God that, you're doing these things. You're working in the prisons. You're working in the community. Verity, we work in the community. We work in our area, in our neighborhood, and we are a blessing because that's what God called us to do. Right now, we are at the 9:45 hour, and this is the best part of the show. This is the most important part of the show. This is where we offer someone, Jesus Christ, who is listening. This is the call to salvation, and I'm quite sure that someone's listening, and they're saying, well, what's the call to salvation? It is where we give you the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And we want to offer the same opportunity that someone offered us, and that is to allow Christ to come into our hearts, to save our lives, to as we confess our sins to Him, and we recognize that He is Jesus Christ, who died for our sins, but then rose for our sins, and became Lord of our lives. And we did that because we knew that life with Him is better than a life without. So right now, if you are listening, you're saying, I want to have a personal relationship with that Jesus that we consistently talk about. I just want you to bow your heads and just close your eyes and have a time with God. And start by saying, Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner, that I have sinned, that I lived a life that was not pleasing to you. And just asking God, come into my heart, cleanse me. And when you do that, say, Lord, I know that you died for my sins. I know that you died to save me from my sins. But not only did you die, but you came again. You rose again for me. And when you recognize that you are a sinner, when you recognize his death, his burial, resurrection, when you recognize this, you are a member of the body. Guess what? There may not be no sparks flying. You may not have this out-of-body experience, but you are welcome in the family. And another thing is, the Bible says that heaven is having a party. It is celebrating for every one soul that decides to enter into the body of Christ. So we're going to pray right now, and I hope you're listening. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those who have decided to make you the Lord of their lives, God, we ask that you come into their hearts. We ask that you change them, God. We ask that you convert them. And God, we ask that you show them who you are. Show them you. Show them your faith. Show them your grace and your mercy, that they may have access to the kingdom of heaven. God, we thank you for those who are saved, because we believe that every time we make the call to salvation, someone has received you as their personal Savior. So in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we have covered so many things. We have covered the foundation. We have covered, your introduction into fashion and your success and then your moving forward into fashion. And we also covered you dragging me into fashion.
Yep.
Praise God. And I just... if there is anything, that you would like to say to someone who is listening, what would that thing be? If you could give anybody a message of encouragement, what would that thing be?
Never give up.
Amen. Elaborate.
Don't ever give up on yourself just because things may look a certain way, just because things may seem a certain way. The battle is not yours. Continue to press and walk upright with the Lord and watch how everything falls into place. I'm a witness that just by walking upright with God, even though, like, it seemed like all the odds were stacked against me, you know, it seemed like, you know, things wasn't going to work out in my favor. But in those same moments, you know, where I was worried, I didn't know what was going to happen, I was upset, as long as I maintained my posture and I was walking upright with the Lord, He always had it to work out in my favor. And I don't care what it was, you know. In the end, the Lord turns it around. And when He comes and He turns things around, it ends up being just right. Wow. And it ends up being exactly what you needed.
Hmm. All right. Now we're at the 9:51 hour, and we are going to have our brother Rob, and he's going to come in. He's going to give us the announcement. After he gives the announcement, we're going to also share some announcements, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. Unfortunately, you know, it's getting close to 10 o'clock, and I really don't want to go. But, you know, it's only an hour. Maybe we can get a couple more hours. I have to talk to a couple people to see how long we can get. But, you know, I thank God for those who are listening. And let's have Brother Rob come on and give us the announcement.
Yes, no problem. I'm here. Real quickly, I know I have a short time, so I'm going to do my best imitation of a car salesman sending those disclaimers before the end of a commercial. Okay, this is a part of the Purpose Camp Network. We thank you for joining us for this episode of Purpose Camp Network, which is the 981st episode. We thank you for joining us. We thank you for joining us, whether you're online or via phone. We thank you so much for your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. One of the things we suggest you do, if you have during the call of salvation, if you found Christ, we suggest you find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary to anoint your word of Christ. If you can't find that, thank God that, you know, we're here, and thank God that we're able to broadcast almost each and every night that we're able to broadcast, and we hope you join us here for, you know, just to give us our praise report. And how you can do that is you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello. Let us know you turned over a new leaf in life, and we thank the, you know, we thankfully are willing to hear from you. We thank you so much. We're also on Instagram and Twitter, where we're at purpose_kingdom. You can also like us on Facebook, where you can see some of our advertisements for upcoming shows, and we thank you so much for liking us on Facebook. Also, if you have an Android phone, you can hear any of our past or previous broadcasts by going to, if you have an Android phone, go to the Google Play section, go to podcasts, and you can go ahead and like us there, and that way you won't miss any of our episodes. Also, if you have an iPhone, you can go to the purple podcast icon. We can just go in there, hit the search button, type in Purpose Kingdom, and there you can follow us, and that way you won't miss any of our episodes. Any previous or past episodes that comes up, you'll get a notification. And that way you can listen to us at your convenience and, you know, at the time that you feel like, you know, you want to listen to one of the episodes of Purpose Kingdom Network. Also, you can go directly to where we broadcast from, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We can simply type in a host name and a show name, and you can listen to that show at your convenience. Also, we thank you so much. And we have one special announcement. Our CEO of Purpose Kingdom Network, Pastor Talib Daly, is going to be preaching on Sunday, September the 8th at 11:30 a.m. at New Salem Baptist Church, which is located at 1721 North Crawley Street, which is in Philadelphia, PA. Zip code there is 19121. You can put that in your Google Maps. If you have Waze or any of those apps right there, you can just type in that address. And once again, that address is going to be 1721 North Crawley Street in Philadelphia, PA. Zip code there is 19120. And it's going to be Sunday, September 8th at 11:30 p.m. We hope with God's will, God's blessing, that you'll be able to join us there on that Sunday morning worship. However, tomorrow, you know, we have another broadcast, which is going to be at the 8 p.m. hour, with By Faith Be Good, hosted by Minister Bernard. And once again, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening for joining us for By Faith We Good, hosted by Minister Bernard Merrill. And with that being said, I'm going to turn the program back over to our host, Reverend Arthur Burgess, and his guest.
All right. Thank you, sir, for those announcements. Don't nobody do announcements like Brother Rob. Don't nobody do announcements like Brother Rob. All right. Before we close out in prayer, and Minister Linda is going to pray, and I'm telling you, you don't want to miss this prayer. This is going to be a powerful prayer. I just want to let everybody know that Verity Outreach Worship Center, that is our church, Verity Outreach Worship Center, is having our annual book bag drive on August the 24th. That is next week, next Saturday, August the 24th at 12 p.m. And we're going to be located at 2400 North 11th Street. That's 2400 North 11th Street. That is Federal Square Park on 11th Street between 11th Street and Cumberland in New York. Listen, we've done the book bag drive for 3 years, and every year it gets bigger and bigger. So this year we couldn't hold the book bag drive in our church. We had to go to the park so we could do our book bag drive, and we had to do it bigger than we've done it the last previous years. So I just don't want you guys to miss out on the opportunity. Get the kids, come on out. We got everything: food, games, moon bounces, live concerts, messages. We have just anything you can possibly think of, prizes, for the game. And we have awesome testimonies from people who are just like our Minister Linda. So I want you guys to come out, celebrate with us, have a good time with us. Everything is free. You don't have to sign up for nothing. You don't have to, give anything. Just come on out and have a good time with us. We're right in the park. Federal Park. There's a Federal Square Park. That's 2400 North 11th Street. And I want to see you guys there. All right, guys. Before we end, Minister Linda, can you please close us out in prayer?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you now just thanking you, praising you, Lord God, for this evening. Thank you and praising you for everything that was said and done, Lord God. Thank you for shackles that was released off people's mind. Thank you for shackles that was released off of people's heart, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you for the residue, Lord God. We thank you for your presence, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for being here in the midst of us, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you for the encouragement that we're forth on tonight, Lord Father. Father, that you broke some things up, Lord God, that you broke up the foul, hollow ground, Lord God. Lord God, we ask that your Holy Spirit continue to rest, rule, and abide with us, Lord God, in our going in and our coming out, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to touch every listener right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I ask you to touch everyone that received salvation on tonight, Father. Lord God, that when the trial and the test comes up against them, Lord God, they'll be able to stand against the fiery wiles of the devil, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray, Lord God, that you fortify their atmosphere even now, Lord God. Lord God, that they be protected from any attack of the enemy, Lord God, that may come, Lord God, on every single side, Lord God. Oh, God, I just pray, Lord God, that you send your healing forth, Lord God. You send healing through talk therapy, Lord God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I ask, Lord God, that you send healing to our minds, Lord God, to our hearts, Lord God, to our situations, Lord God. Oh, God, your word says that you will heal our land, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I thank you for it, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God. And I ask that you continue to work in each and every one of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Y'all have a great night. And it's the Healing Hour. I want to see you next time on Purpose Canaan Network. God bless you.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.